Simon Pezayin Sivzayin. Hamavashel Shlil B'cholov Chayiv. If one cooks a shlil, a fetus, in milk, sees chayiv. A shlil is considered meat for all purposes, and if one cooks it in milk, they were over the Yisr of Bishol Basar B'cholov. V'cheina oichloi, and also if one were to eat the shlil cooked in milk, they were over the Yisr of Achilas Basar B'cholov. Aval Mavashel Shilyo Oyor V'gidim V'atzamais V'ikri Karnayim V'tlofim Harachim Potter V'chein Oichlam Potter. Okay, but however, if one cooks a Shilyo, a placenta, or the hide of the animal, V'gidim, or one cooks tendons, V'atzamais, or bones, V'ikri Karnayim V'tlofim Harachim, or one were to cook the buds of the horn, or the hooves that are soft, if one cooks those parts, he's potter, v'keina oichlam potter. So then there's no, one was not over the Isser deraisa of Bishol Basar B'cholov, nor were they over the Isser deraisa of Achilas Basar B'cholov. Nonetheless, there is an Isser, and the Ber Heitiv says, Aval Isur Ika b'mevashel uba oichel, that the cooking is an Isser, there is an Isser d'rabanan to cook these items with milk, and there's also an Isser of Achila. Now there's a discussion as to, when it comes to bones, what types of bones are we discussing here? From the Mechaber, it's not clear whether the term rachim, is that referring back only to the ikre karnayim and tlofim? Is it only referring to the horns and the hooves? Soft horns and hooves are also midrabanan to cook with milk. Or is it referring to atzamas too? Then only atzamas that are soft is also to cook with milk. But perhaps, if the bones are hard bones, maybe there's no iser of Bishol Basar B'cholov, even midrabanan. However, the Prima Gadim says that no, the lashon of rachim only refers back to the horns and the hooves, but bones, it makes no difference. Even hard bones, it is also to cook them with milk. Even though the Michas Yaakov brings a lashon, it sounds like he's saying that by soft bones, perhaps there's no iser, and the Prima Gadim says he doesn't understand that. The Gemara, which is the source of this idea of rachim, is only talking that soft by soft. There's a difference by the tlofim, by the hooves, and by the horns. It only discusses those two cases. It does not bring atzamas, so he doesn't have a makor to apply this idea to bones as well. So as far as the Prima Gadim is concerned, even hard bones are also to be cooked with milk. Now, there's also a discussion when it comes to the hides. We say, the Mechaber said, that cooking or with milk is only aser midrabanan. So there's a discussion whether there are certain parts of skin which have a din like basar. For instance, the or of a shlil has a din like basar. The skin of a fetus. So is that also, when the Mechaber says that or is only asur abundant, does he mean all cases of hide, or are there certain hides that perhaps would have a din like basar, certain soft ones that could be eaten? And the Prima Gadim is mesupik on that point, but perhaps that could also be included in the Yisr of Basar B'chalav Midaraisa. Simen Pei Zayin Sifches. Yesh Misha Oimer. There is an opinion that says, this is the opinion of the Rosh, and the Mechaber here brings it as a Yesh Mishaymer, but he doesn't bring anyone who really disagrees, and presumably the Mechaber is going to be, is choishish for this Shita of the Rosh, and that's how one should be noyeg, that the Siubi the Chalba, Einam Bechlal Mechalov, that whey is not what we refer to as Mechalov, V'asr Min HaTorah, and whey is considered milk, and it's Asr Min HaTorah to cook it with meat, that which we say that mechalov is only usher to cook with meat, midrabanan, that's referring to after we separate out the cheese and we have the whey, then we cook the whey and the milk solids will flow to the top, and all that's left is a v'lenisher by ela mayim ba'alma, and all that's left is a very watery substance, zeu enikre mechalov. And in, we refer to this as the lactose that remains, and this is the mechalov that's only midrabanan, that's only considered chal midrabanan, and if one were to cook that with meat, they would not be over the Yisr deraisa of Bishol Basar B'cholov. The shita though of the Pri Chodesh is that even mechalov, even regular whey, is also only would only create basar b'chalav midrabanan. Not only the what we call mei mechalov, the lactose is referred to as the mei mechalov, but even the mechalov, even the whey is only midrabanan. That's the sheet of the Pri Chodesh. However, that's not because we're dealing here with the deraisa and the mechaber. It seems to be seisim that lechumra here. So so we hold that one has to be machmir even by whey. The whey is considered to be milk midaraisa. The primogadim though is misupik if whether you can be mitzdarif the shita of the prichadash for a svek sveka. If you have other svekas involved over here, whether you can say that perhaps whey is only it's only a suffik, even though we're machmir like the mechaber says, but maybe it's only a suffik, and he leaves that as a tzarchian. He says he's not telling you one way or the other how you should act, but he leaves it for you as a tzarchian.